friends. Welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo-hoo! And this week we have a very special episode because I remembered to send out the question on time. And this week we wanted to know, what are your celebrity hot takes and what do we think about them? So last week, Drew, her example was that Harry Styles is overrated.
Which we don't believe.
We don't believe in this house.
I don't believe that. I just was but giving guess you an what? Example of a hot take.
Guess what? A lot of people in here, they do believe that.
Dang.
Taking the Lord's name in vain, you know what I'm saying?
I think that objectively, Harry Styles is a very talented musician. Mm-hmm. I think that sometimes people feel the need to... to dislike things that are universally liked.
Yeah. I knew someone like that. Yeah.
In order to be different. So, objectively speaking, he's a great artist.
Sure.
And beauty is subjective. So, if you don't find him attractive, that doesn't really factor in at all.
Yeah.
But do they mean looks wise or talent wise?
I think both. Mostly talent, which I liked because we're not here to make fun of how people look, but
I mean, I am always, but that's yeah, besides maybe. The point.
No, we had four people talk about how that Harry Styles is overrated.
Music wise. Did they elaborate at all?
No.
Oh man.
Oh, she said, okay. So this person said, this is Lisey. And she said, using your example, Harry Styles is overrated. I don't see the appeal and can understand why people think it's annoying that he's treated like he's the only gender pushing male artist.
Okay.
That makes me feel weird sometimes. Okay, I can agree with that. That makes sense to me. Yeah.
That's very valid. And we all know why that is. It's because he's a white man. So like
a white man.
We all know why people treat him like he's the only person to ever exist that has, you know, worn nail polish.
Yeah.
That's not a like female identifying person.
Yeah.
But that being said, he is groundbreaking in a lot of other ways. I do think, though, that even though he has done groundbreaking things, mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily mean he's the only one. But
no.
It's still important to acknowledge that he's pushing boundaries, because he is, to an extent.
I think people, especially non-gender conforming people, get frustrated
mm-hmm.
that he's hoisted as the...
He's used as like an example.
Yeah, the icon of it when they've been doing it for so many years.
I get.
It's the same thing. Like, it's almost like he's like taking over a movement. But I don't think that's his purpose in doing it.
Well,
I think
it's also like, unconsciously, like he's not making that choice.
Yeah.
Like people are putting him on that pedestal. Yeah, but you can't get mad at him for that.
Yeah.
Like he's not being like, hey, everyone look at me. I'm the best.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I agree.
The best and the only. I genuinely don't think that he is the person saying that. Or he's spearheading that campaign.
Yeah, I'm like, I would hope not. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's not. But, you know, anyone over the age of 15 has, like, the capacity to understand that there had to have been people that came before in order for you to be the one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, I understand that frustration.
Yeah.
Do I think that bears any weight on his talent? No.
No. He's talented. Harry's house is incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's genuinely
it's
very
so good.
So, like,
you can't say it's not. It's like one of those things, like, people I can't, like, I'm thinking of people I can't stand, like, on the internet. I'm like, but that was kind of funny what they said. Like, you can't deny it.
Yeah, you like, know? You can still remain objective and still have an opinion. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's possible to think about two sides of a mm-hmm. coin, but yeah, I would say. I get it. But I disagree.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Another one we got a lot because you brought it up was the hysteria, I would say, around Jack Harlow.
Oh, okay.
So let me look it up. So we got three Jack Harlows in here, which is hilarious.
Love that.
So one of them says he has bad vibes or something off with him. What are your initial thoughts on that? That's from someone named Jess.
I would say that it's valid because you can never really trust white men, especially if they're operating within a black space.
Do you think the reason that people like Jack Harlow more than or take him more seriously than they do people like Young Gravy mm-hmm. is because he says he's attracted to women of color and black women?
I mean, It's possible, because I think that was what kind of started the wildfire about Chris Evans, was like,
yeah, sure.
Those videos of him hitting on the girl outside, and then the interviewer, the really beautiful interviewer, yeah. they both just so happened to be black women. Okay. So like when those videos went out, I think people were like, oh my God, like the sad part is that you so little see white men of prominence dating women of color or black women. So when you see one video of someone who's like mainstream celebrity creaming his jeans over a woman of color or a black woman,
yeah,
you're like, oh my God, he's probably one of the good ones. Like that's like your innate reaction.
Okay.
Because the world is so racist. But like, I mean, maybe I just think Jack Harlow's like the new thing. I think he's got confidence and charm.
Drew said he's tall. She saw him in person.
He looks taller than what I would have expected.
How tall do you think he is?
He's probably like 5'9", 5'10".
That's what I would have guessed.
Not me.
You thought he was like 5'5"?
I guess like 5'6", but like, but he looks like, I would say max 5'9".
How tall do you think the internet thinks he is?
I'm probably going to say 6'2". That's what they always fucking lie.
He literally says, I'm not even joking, 6'3".
That's full of shit. Listen.
It literally says he's 6'3".
Respectfully.
Why would they lie like that?
Respectfully, there's no fucking
Like, how tall
way.
Do you think Post Malone is?
He's probably like 6 feet,
okay,
6'1".
That's what it says. It says Post Malone's 6 foot, which I would guess probably 6 foot, 5'11". Yeah, I would give him that. Jack Harlow does not look 6'3".
Listen, let's ask Fanita, because Fanita went and met him and she wasn't that much shorter than him, and
yeah,
she's nowhere near
6'3". That's true.
So that's a fucking lie. Because
we have to ask Nita.
Listen, my man is 6'4".
Give us the tea.
Jared is 6'3", his brother. There's no fucking way that Jack Harlow is 6'3". Respectfully. 5'9 is probably kind of short. He's probably like 5'10, 5'11".
Okay. Like, I would say that's probably the highest I would give him.
I would highest 5'11".
Yeah,
but I would say 5'10" probably. He was just taller than I expected.
Billy was there. Do you think Billy thinks he's 5'10"?
No.
Billy's like,
I mean, maybe, but he doesn't like see height the same
Text
way.
Text him and ask him, how tall do you think Jack Harlow was when we saw him? Okay. Nah.
I mean, I can. He's not going to remember. He's going to be like, when did we see him?
He's like, who's that?
He's going to be like, we never saw him. And I'm going to be like, we literally watched him perform, but okay.
Billboard Awards, but sure. Who else do you think is a white man that's compared to Jack Harlow? Because he's in here a lot.
Well, Chris Evans.
No.
Oh, like a singer?
Not a singer.
Like rapper?
Just like a famous person, like a celebrity.
Timothée Chalamet.
No.
Oh.
Same type of quirky, like everyone likes him because he's funny.
Timothée Chalamet's not one. Oh, I know exactly who it is.
Who?
Tom Holland.
No.
Oh. I was so
You're
confident.
You're so bad at this.
Well, that's another
It's Pete
example.
Davidson. You took too long.
He's not even the same. He's not a rapper.
No, like, I said a celebrity. I didn't say
you
a
didn't
rapper.
You didn't say anything. I said he's a singer or a rapper. You're like, no.
And I said, no, he's a celebrity. We're going to play back the tape.
Yeah, he didn't say celebrity.
Anyways,
okay.
He's in here a lot too.
This sounds kind of fucked, but like, I think Pete Davidson, he seems like a nice guy, but I don't know if I would put all my eggs in the basket that he's like not misogynistic.
Really?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, because he hangs with a lot of comedians, and TBH, a lot of, especially male comedians, are very misogynistic. And when
that's probably where my distaste.
I'm going to telepathically tell you one of the main comedians he hangs out with a lot, who is very problematic and a lot of people don't like anymore.
Who?
Well, I'm going to bleep it, but... And so that's a big ick right there.
He's best friends with MGK. That should tell you all you need
and
to
guess,
know.
And guess who else is on this list a lot?
MGK.
MGK.
Listen, that's all you need to know. Like, they're best fucking friends. They're best friends.
Okay, friends, we're going to take a quick break for a little ad moment. And this is with our friends at Ivory Ella. So Ivory Ella is a lifestyle apparel brand that donates 10% of profits to Saving the Elephants and other charitable causes. Launched by college students, Ivory Ella grew organically into one of the largest and most passionate communities of supporters wanting to make a difference in the world. Donating over $2 million to date, Ivory Ella continues to deliver good clothes for a good cause. Everything you buy, you're helping save the world little by little. Everything is cute and trendy, and They've had over 500,000 donated in their first year to save the elephants and over 2 million total donated to other charitable causes. So you can be part of the herd. Go get yours for 15% off using code 2IDIOTGIRLS at ivoryella.com/2IDIOTGIRLS. That's ivoryella.com/2IDIOTGIRLS. Now back to the episode.
Does everybody remember why MGK started getting in the news in the first place?
This is our cousin Cruz, which is so funny. She literally said, Megan and MGK in all caps need to go.
Oh my God. Yeah. Listen, we talked about that with Michaela. She was like, if they ever break up, I'll pretend I never saw all the shit that she did with
him. I'll just say like, I don't remember any of that.
That's not a hot take. That's universal. I think like Megan Fox and Megan. Please, for yourself.
See, I watched they did that interview thingy. I think it's like with GQ where they're like, who knows each other best? So she's like, what are my favorite movies? I watched it and I thought, oh, I guess I could kind of see it. They seem kind of cute in this. Like, it's like, whatever. And then I see everything else that they do, like their billboard post, which I'll put right here that she did.
What's the opposite of like the like evil variant of like, a Christian girl and her boyfriend who's like, we did the a bad thing. Boy. Yeah, like, so this happens and it's like them getting pregnant. They're like the evil variant of that. Like, it's just as terrible. It's just been a different
cooking
kind.
Up a good one for you guys.
Or it's like they get engaged and they're like, so this happened. Like, you know, we did a thing. Like,
yeah.
They get married and they post their photo and then they're like, we did a thing.
Yeah.
And then they're like, 10 full days of calling you hubby, like that type of shit, you know what I'm saying? Like that couple,
just as unsettling.
Yeah, that couple, they're the evil variant of that. They're literally the same fucking thing. They're just on the opposite end of the spectrum. Like they're so cringe and chug, but just an evil version of it. Like it's really bad. So she deserves
did
so much better.
Did you see them at the, did you see both of them? I know you saw MGK, but did you see both of them at the billboard?
I didn't see Megan Fox, but I saw MGK.
I want to know what she looks like in person. I'd be interested.
I'm sure she's
gorgeous.
She's carved from fucking marble, dude. Like it's just like on New Girl when she was on there.
Mm-hmm.
And like, what's her face? Zooey Deschanel. She goes, no, I love Reagan. That's Megan Fox's character.
Yeah.
She goes, she looks like the front of a ship come alive. Cause she fucking does.
Yeah.
She looks like she was etched in a fucking sketchbook and just came to life. Like she's, I'm sure, just as beautiful in person as she is online. But he is just not good enough for her. I will say that.
Yeah, it's definitely very strange.
I'm with Michaela, our bestie Michaela Oakland. I'm with her. Like, if they were to ever break up, I'll pretend I never saw it.
Yeah, I feel that.
Choose to not see it.
There's a really funny one in here about Nick Jonas. Oopsies.
Oh my God, I'm so ready to hear it.
I know, because Drew has a lot of thoughts on Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas.
Okay, so this is from Cassidy.
Okay.
And she said, as a former Nick girl, I regret to say this. Purely based on social media presence, Nick has fallen to the bottom of the Jonas totem pole.
Damn.
He posts like a 40-year-old mom who recently discovered social media. Tell me the forehead crinkle, high angle lip sync disaster of a social account isn't the biggest ick. He needs to take notes from Joe. And quite frankly, so does the entire Jonas Brothers band account. Like, either be Lizzo and kill it / participate in trends correctly, or be Taylor Swift / Harry Styles and put out content less frequently, but with purpose.
Damn, she fucking read him the house down,
the
bitch.
The forehead crinkle, high
she
angle.
Fucked him
I'm
up.
Dead. First I'm going to put a picture of it right here because
that shit is so,
so
funny.
Specific.
I was going to comment on the too close selfies. Well, first of all, for those of you that were rocking with the Jonas Brothers in the trenches like us.
Yeah. I was a Joe girl, so I'm not embarrassed.
Well, when they were on YouTube, right? Joe was the star always.
Yeah.
So like Joe truly, he has mastered social media because he's been that girl for like the longest time. Yeah.
Well,
so, like,
and he didn't marry a Juke.
That's a whole nother issue. But like, but again, like Joe is like built to be a personality and obviously he's like a musician too, but like he has the personality and the charm to like be a person also.
Well, and even if you look at the way they stand on stage, he's angled to be the middle, like the front of the group.
Yeah, because he's like that guy. Yeah. So like that doesn't surprise, it doesn't surprise me at all that he does well on social media because he has always been that guy.
Yeah.
Like if you go watch their like early YouTube videos, he was the star.
Yeah. Yeah,
he was always the funny one and he was always like the thing that made you want to watch more videos. But yeah, with Nick Jonas, it's because Nick Jonas is a Virgo man, and I'll say it till the cows come home.
And you know what Joe is? A Leo.
Oh, see, that makes a lot of sense.
And then I think Kevin's a Scorpio or a Libra. He's one or the other.
Oh, if he's a Libra, that explains a lot. I think Libra makes more sense for him.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, look up what he is. Yeah. No, Nick Jonas is a Virgo man. That's why he's insufferable. Like
he's a Scorpio.
He's a Scorpio. Yeah. Okay. Well, I love Scorpios regardless.
Yeah, Chris
and
is
I love
Scorpio.
Libras.
Yeah.
So I attract Libras and I get along really well with Scorpios, men and women. So like I agree. Honestly, that's a hot take. I agree with you, bitch.
Yeah.
Like he's definitely fallen to the bottom because he's insufferable. And I've said this for a long time. Like,
and he's short. Yeah, well, I think like, all of them are kind of short, right?
Yeah, they're all short. Like, I think Joe's the tallest, actually.
And he's like,
well, Kevin might be the tallest, but like,
Kevin, I think is like 6'3". I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, bitch, no. Kevin's probably like 5'8". And then I think Joe's 5'7". And then Nick is like 5'6" or something. 5'5", 5'6". He's fucking small, bro. Like, tiny, 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 tiny.
Nick and Joe are both 5'7". And Kevin is 5'9". And even
I think
5'7" is a lie, guys. I think he's 5'6".
I know for a fact Joe is 5'7". And I think that makes sense because Sophie Turner is like 5'11".
5'11",
5'10". Or she's like 5'10". So she's obviously taller than him. Mm-hmm. But I think Nick is shorter than Joe. So I think he's like 5'6".
Yeah.
Either way, short kings. But I mean, I've said this for a while, like, I think Nick is probably really irritating in real life. So like, it doesn't surprise me that he's chug as fuck on Instagram because he's annoying. Like he's annoying people do annoying things. And like,
what else are we supposed to do but be annoying?
Yeah, like truly they know. In a way, I like can't get mad at them because like they're annoying. Like what else do you expect? Like
you're doing exactly what I thought you were
like,
going
to
do.
Yeah. I expect nothing more than to be irritating.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
He seems too competitive and he seems like a big know-it-all.
Yeah.
And
he's the reason the band broke up. Of course he's going to be annoying.
Well, and look how well that worked out.
I know. So he could be a solo.
Yeah, if anything, arguably Joe had a better career outside of them as the Jonas Brothers.
But not solo. That was with Dunce.
Yeah, not with Dunce. Yeah, that's what I always called them too. This sounds so mean. I sound like I'm being so mean. But like Nick is a Virgo man, so like that tells you all you need to know.
Next question, right? We're gonna go on that one.
Hey y'all, we're gonna take a quick break to have an ad from our friends at Apostrophe. So we all know we all suffer from acne at one point or another. It's never fun, but it is very relatable because we all have to deal with it. For me, I'm someone who's constantly on camera now. So whenever I get hormonal breakouts, it's the worst thing in the entire world. And I can absolutely vouch for how annoying it can be. It can be inconvenient. And it also just doesn't make you feel great. So our friends at Apostrophe want to help with you and any sort of breakout you may have, whether it's in convenient or inconvenient time. But to be honest, there's really no convenient time to break out. So we have a very special deal for our audience at Apostrophe. You can save $15 off your first visit with an Apostrophe provider at apostrophe.com/twoidiotgirls. When you use our code twoidiotgirls at checkout, this code is only available to our listeners specifically. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/twoidiotgirls and click begin visit. Then use our code twoidiotgirls at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. That's apostrophe.com/twoidiotgirls. And you can use that code twoidiotgirls to get your dermatologist crafted treatment plan for $5. And we thank our friends at Apostrophe so much for sponsoring this podcast. Again, it's apostrophe.com/twoidiotgirls. Now back to the episode.
Yeah. So this one's from, I'm sorry if I mispronounced her name. Her name's Shoshana.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Taylor Swift is overrated. She has some good songs, but as an overall artist and celebrity, I don't understand her diehard fans. If I say I'm not a fan or I don't listen to her and suddenly someone is legitimately mad at me, I didn't say she's a bad singer. I just don't like her and her fans are annoying.
That shit sounds personal, bro.
I know. Yeah, this one's from Luke, and he says she's overrated and is able to make two albums that sound exactly the same and not do anything crazy with her voice or like insane performances to get insane amount of support and money. While black women or POC women in general who talk about the same subjects have to do insane stuff with their voice and performances, like FKA Twigs, who's kind of problematic right now, yeah, or Beyonce, and are expected to do even better for every album, and Taylor isn't.
Okay, well, listen, first of all, your issue is comparing them. Literally at all. Taylor Swift and Beyonce are not on the same fucking level. Let's just put that out there. Sure. Like, no one's ever comparing them. Beyonce's success far supersedes Taylor Swift's. That doesn't mean that Taylor Swift is not a good artist.
I think that Taylor Swift does exactly what I expect her to do.
I was just about to say, like, I don't know what y'all
just
expect.
Like, with like Jack Harlow's album, everyone's like, what is this? I'm like, you didn't expect him to sing about his sweet semen?
Well, and then
he looks exactly like he would
that. I just always think, like, he's not J. Cole. Like, yeah. I don't know what you expect out of the dude. Like, when I hear 21 Savage, I'm not expecting to be moved lyrically. Like, I'm expecting
like
to
Kendrick
shake
Lamar.
Yeah, like, I'm expecting to shake my ass. Yeah. Like, that's, you go to different people for different things. Mm-hmm. So, that being said, I like Taylor Swift. I fuck with the music. I think she's really talented. I think more than anything, what people love most about her, this is going to come off like a read, but it's not, is like, it's the relatability factor. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to call it mediocrity because she's not mediocre, but it's almost like they could see themselves
there's
being
like a,
her.
Yeah. There's a huge sense of normalcy that she portrays in all of her music.
And they,
yeah,
and people crave that. Like, yeah, they crave, like, I've been a fan of Beyonce for God knows how long. I know for a fucking fact, I'll never be like her. I can never be who she is, do what she does, and like be as talented as her. So there's a disconnect between the two of us as far as me being a fan, as opposed to like me being like, I don't know, like a fucking hater, but like in the sense that like, I know I could never be her,
yeah,
but Taylor Swift, she rose at a time where every girl wanted to be the girl who writes songs in her bedroom and becomes,
yeah, plays guitar.
Just like Olivia Rodrigo. Like,
yeah,
Taylor Swift was one of her biggest idols.
And you can tell.
And
yeah,
you can tell, you see it reflected in her work, and it's because, mm-hmm, she was relatable, yeah, in that sense. And that's, yeah, why I'm, yeah, like, yeah, you guys, it, when you say things like that, I feel like it makes it almost gatekept. Like, this is only reserved for this kind of person. Mm-hmm. Whereas there's more, I think there's enough room for all kinds of different artists so that you can pick and choose what you want to listen to when you're looking for something very specific. You,
yeah,
know what I mean?
I also think too, like on the same note about what Luke was saying, I don't think, we're not saying that she hasn't had an insane amount of privilege to get to where she's at.
Oh, I'm sure.
More than Beyonce or even FKJ.
That's literally
totally
a given. Yeah. And that's kind of where I think I don't relate, because I'm like, I know for a fact she was privileged.
Yeah.
So once I take the power out of that, it,
yeah,
doesn't affect me,
yeah,
because,
yeah,
then,
yeah,
I can look at it more objectively. Cause I'm like, well, yeah, fucking duh. Like, she's a thin, straight, cis, pretty white woman.
Yeah.
Like, of fucking course she's going to
conventionally
have,
pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she,
yeah, yeah,
literally has all the advantages, mm-hmm, right? She has all of the advantage in the world. Does that mean she's never struggled? No, she's just inherently given these privileges ahead of other people.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I'm like, I mean, a fucking course I'm going to think that. So that's why I'm like, well, duh.
Yeah.
And then you can look at the music and be like, yeah, yeah, the music's nice. You know what I mean?
Let
like,
me tell you something about Taylor Swift. We have loved her for so long. Like,
yeah,
just huge fans. I mean, Fearless was like all of my childhood. It felt like I loved Fearless.
And that was like a relatability,
yeah,
thing is what I'm
saying.
Because
she's like 16. I'm in the 8th grade. I don't know what it's like to get broken up with yet. And then, or get my heart broken yet. And her music, it was just so good.
She's just like Ed Sheeran to me.
She's going to do, and just like Ed Sheeran, they're going to do exactly what I expect them to do.
Yeah. And they can write a song.
Yeah.
Bro. Like
you
she can write her ass off.
Did you like Folklore?
No, not really.
I didn't like Folklore.
I didn't care for
but
it.
But I loved Evermore. Mm. Evermore came out after. I liked Evermore more.
Yeah, I fuck with that. I didn't really care for Folklore. But that's what I'm saying. Like, the people that ride with her have been with her from the jump.
Yeah,
so
and she's
like,
been around for so long. It's hard to not,
yeah,
have those types of things.
But I get,
yeah,
what you're saying about her having advantages that other women of color and black women haven't gotten. Yeah, for sure. Obviously.
Well, we've talked about, like, offline, too, that the difference between her and Olivia Rodrigo is that Olivia Rodrigo is a better vocalist. Do you
I agree.
Think, do you agree with that?
Yeah, she's a better singer.
So, but they're just as good songwriters as each other.
Yeah.
Well,
and
yeah.
I mean, I just always think apples and oranges. Like, that's why when you're comparing her to Beyonce, never.
Yeah.
I would fucking never compare them because Beyonce's 100,000 times better in my opinion, but she's also a completely different artist. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And people always like to bring up Grammys because she's won a fuck ton of Grammys. But like, I feel like people forget that Grammys are based off of radio plays and charting and all of that.
Well, and like handshaking, to be honest.
Yeah, it's like ass kissing. It's very You have to think too, like, she's a palatable white girl. Of course the music's going to be pushed and it's going to be loved and liked because she's a palatable white girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, someone like...
Yeah, all of these say Taylor Swift's overrated.
Yeah, someone else like Doja Cat, for example, who had to like really like... She like paid her fucking dues to get where she's at now. And she's extremely successful now. Far later than she should have been.
I even watched
Meg too. Yeah, like these are women, black women who have been like having to like fight their way in as opposed to like someone open the door for Taylor Swift. She just walked right in. So like that doesn't take away from her success. But at the same time, I get what you're saying. Like, you know what I mean? There's obviously a huge amount of privilege. But I never take stock in Grammys because I feel like it's always like, it's almost like a popularity contest.
It's like kind of easy to guess like who's going to take what.
Yeah, I feel like you know. So, I mean, I just never compare the artists that I like because I like them for different reasons.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're all good in a different way.
Like I listen to them for different like times. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. We got a lot about the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial, but we're not going to talk about that, right?
I wouldn't.
Okay. I don't want to.
Slippery
slope. One of them said Skodux. That's the only reason I was going to pick it. I'm not going to.
What are they saying?
She said, not sure if it's a hot take, but I really don't understand the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial fanatics and how polarized and obsessed people are with it, which I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't want to talk about it because I don't want people to think we're downplaying you know, victims and stuff like
that. It's literally just because no one's ever seen anything like that on a public stage.
I agree. Okay, ready?
And so everybody's chismosos, so.
Yeah, period.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one's from someone named Shannon, and she said, Teffy Pessoa is the most beautiful human being alive. That's as much detail as I need to give. Thoughts?
Yes.
Next question. I think this is Shannon, her, like, assistant.
Yeah, absolutely fucking yes. Yeah, we love Teffy. I worship the ground she walks on. I would die for her.
I agree. Ooh, this one's good. This one's from someone named Gabs, and she said, Elizabeth Olsen is much more talented than both of her sisters combined. They for real walked so she could run. I know you girlies love Passport to Paris, and I can't argue that it's a goodie, but Lizzie would have wiped the floor with them in that movie.
Different, again, apples and oranges.
I think so too.
You guys are comparing Mary and Kate Ashley when they were fucking 10. Elizabeth Olsen.
And you have to think of like I hope one day they do a biography or something on their lives where we get to see like how they were truly treated when they were little.
Oh, girl.
Just like Britney Spears.
You want to talk about a workhorse. Yeah. Like they were putting in the time, bitch. Like, and you have to think too, like Elizabeth Olsen, I don't think you can compare the acting because they were children, and Elizabeth Olsen, what she's known for now, she's a full-grown adult, so like who knows what they would act like now if they, and honest to God, they probably would be acting if they weren't driven into the fucking ground when they were kids, because they were working nonstop when they from like the age of like 4 until like they were like 18. So you know, I bet you they got so fucking burnt out with acting that they were like, fuck this shit, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
I disagree with that hot take, but only because I need to see them act when they're older and then I can compare. Mm-hmm. But Elizabeth Olsen is amazing.
Yeah, I love her.
Hey, y'all, we're going to take a quick break and have an ad for our friends at Magic Spoon. So growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid. You get up on Saturday morning, you eat a big bowl of sugary cereal. And you know what? I still love a sugary cereal. But now that I've gotten older and my stomach has started to turn on me, I can no longer eat too much sugar or in cereals, especially because it tends to hurt my stomach. So that's where our friends at Magic Spoon come in. So Magic Spoon actually is a variety pack. They have 4 flavors, which are cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs. There's only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. And arguably the best part about Magic Spoon is that it has all of the great flavors, but it is still very good for you and it doesn't hurt your tummy in that sense as far as being too sugary. So you can go to magicspoon.com/2idiotgirls to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code 2idiotgirls at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund you your money, no questions asked. Remember, you can get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/2idiotgirls and use the code 2idiotgirls to save $5 off. Thank you so much to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode. Now back to the show.
This one's from Beverly, or might have been Beverly. I don't know if she spelled her name wrong, but she said, Timothée Chalamet is a jump scare in human form. There's something really unsettling about his eyes, and I swear to God, he's appeared in every nightmare I've ever had.
Oy. Yeah, he is a little spindly, isn't he? He's a
you have to watch him in Lady Bird. That's why you don't find him attractive yet. Then you'll see the hype.
She said, she didn't say she doesn't find him attractive. She said she finds him spooky.
He won't be that spooky then. You'll see.
I watched him in Lady Bird. Again, like, it just doesn't do anything for me. I was going to say I don't see the hype, but I do see the hype. I understand why people like him. Mm-hmm. It's just not my cup of tea.
Gives you icky vibes, huh?
Yeah, I have a real strong sense that Timothée Chalamet is a fucking douchebag. That's my theory. I don't know for sure. Come meet me in real life if you're real. Let me prove it.
I know. He's one of our biggest fans, so.
Yeah, let me tell the world, like, who you really are.
I love his sister. She's in one of my favorite shows. She's really funny.
So. I don't know who that is, so. But I'm not surprised you're afraid of him because he is very spooky looking sometimes. Okay. I can see it.
This one's from Grace. She said, this one's really interesting because I don't know who any of these people are, but maybe you do because you like cooking shows.
Since when?
Do you know who Bobby Flay is?
Yeah, Bobby Flay is like one of the most famous chefs in the world.
I don't know who that is.
He's, yes, you do.
If
he's
I like, see him, maybe I'll remember.
It's like Gordon Ramsay. He's a Gordon Ramsay.
I know who that is. He's on MasterChef Junior.
I'm saying they're the same, like, kind of.
Do you want to hear her hot take or not?
I think I know what it is already, but yeah, go ahead.
What do you think it is?
Just tell me.
So she said, I used to think Bobby Flay was fine. Is that what you thought she was going to say?
No.
I had a crush on him as a kid and was convinced I would marry him even though he's old as bones. I would watch Food Network just for him. And that's one of the most vivid memories of a celebrity crush I have. Even when I would rationalize that I couldn't marry a 50-year-old man, I wanted him to get with Giada and be a celebrity chef power couple. Looking back, now he's just some dude, but the way I was down tremendous over a middle-aged man who could char some peppers and work a grill was atrocious.
That's so funny. You should put that on Twitter. That's so funny. That would kill on Twitter.
Bobby Flay of all people.
This is like the kind of hot take I'm talking about. Like, this shit is so fucking funny. Like, you want to know something? You were down bad for sure. Because, like, of all the celebrity chefs, first of all, you fucking picked Bobby Flay. Who's like, and not only that, but like Bobby Flay is so fucking normal looking. Mm-hmm. Like, you could see him at a Bass Pro Shops. Like, you literally could walk into any Dick's Sporting Goods and find a dude that looks exactly like him. That is so fucking funny, dude.
Not Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, like, you could literally, like, he's quite literally buying propane at a Lowe's right now. Like, there's someone who looks exactly like him doing that.
He's coaching your local baseball team.
Yeah,
dude.
Like, yeah, he's helping you find the right, like, caulking for your walls in Home Depot. Like, dude, like, he's so normal looking. That is so fucking funny. Not even the government could get that out of me. Aww. But I will say, to relate to that, when I was like 10, I was in love with Ray Toro from My Chemical Romance. And I, like, when I say in love, I mean like I was convinced we were going to be together, even though I was 10 and he was 35. So not as old as 50, weirdo.
Sicko.
Sicko. But yeah, I get that. I get being so obsessed with someone. And then like when I moved on to Nick Jonas, I did not feel that way. Like, I literally was like, oh, I was like a Nick girl, but like, I always thought like, well, he might not date me. But with Ray Toro, I was convinced. I literally would think about what I would wear on our wedding day and stuff. Like, weird. Weirdo shit, bro.
Dude, they're on tour right now. I want to see him so bad. Ooh, see if we can go see them.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a lot about Gordon Ramsay as well, and I think it's because I wrote about him in the caption. And the reason for that was because one of my friends, Carrie, I'll shout her out, she told me, like, we were talking about celebrity crushes you have that are kind of unconventional. And she went, you know, like Jason Bateman? And I go, yeah, I could see that one. It's like that energy. And she goes, or Gordon Ramsay. And I go, I don't know about that one. And so when I was writing this questionnaire, I was like, who told me that they had a crush on Gordon Ramsay? So I was going to put on my Instagram story and I go, I think it was Carrie. So I text her, I'm all, did I dream this or did you tell me that you had a crush on Gordon Ramsay? She just sent me all these ha-ha's.
Is it when he put two pieces of bread on a lady's face and said, what are you? And she said, an idiot sandwich. Is that what did it for you, Carrie?
So we have a couple here. Alondra, she said that Gordon Ramsay is a babe. And then someone else, I don't know how to say this name. Maybe you can read it. I think it's in someone.
If you think I can read that from here.
I'm going to hand it to you.
Let me see. Oh. It's Pepe. But does she call herself Pepe?
I don't know. She said it's like, yes, coconut milk. And I think it's Pepe.
Yeah.
So she said that she likes her one-offs like Jeremy Piven. Love Jeremy Piven. That guy's so good.
I had to like remind myself who that was.
I mix up him and Stanley Tucci all the time. I'm not going to lie to you.
Stanley Tucci? That guy looks nothing like him.
Wait,
no.
Jeremy Piven's in Serendipity.
I mix up Jeremy. Yeah, and Entourage is like his biggest
I know
thing.
That. Yeah.
I mix up him and the bad guy from Big Fat Liar.
Paul Giamatti.
Oh yeah, there it is. There it is.
Oh, you mix up Paul Giamatti and
Jeremy Piven.
I'm just laughing because you were acting like mine was so stupid.
I'm saying no.
That one's even more.
No. Stupid. Paul Giamatti specifically in Big Fat Liar.
Yeah, I heard you.
Yeah, so like he looks like Jeremy Piven around that same time, specifically in that movie though.
Anything like him.
Okay, and put Stanley Tucci on there.
But they're both white men.
Put Stanley Tucci on there and tell me which one of those Jeremy Piven actually.
Vote down below. Let us know
which one actually Jeremy Piven looks know. Like. Stanley Tucci. That's the dumbest thing I've
That's
ever heard.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard you say. It reminds me.
I will literally look up a picture of him.
It
right
reminds
now.
Me of Julian, where he can't tell the difference between like Julia Roberts and.
Bitch, you said Stanley Tucci. He looks nothing like Jeremy Piven. No, the fuck he doesn't.
He looks more like him than Paul Giamatti.
Wrong.
All right, next
one. You know what would be so funny if Paul Giamatti and Stanley Tucci looks like each other. That would be even funnier.
We're both wrong?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all balding white men.
Okay, we'll do one more, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the last one, I wanted to end on this note because it's almost Pride Month, so we have to shout out one of my favorite queer actresses, Kristen Stewart. She's in here a few times.
Yeah.
And everyone's saying that she's a wonderful actress. This one's from Emma. She said, Kristen's a wonderful actress and her performance in Twilight was beautiful.
Yeah. That's not a hot take. That's very... She got pigeonholed after that movie, but that's why I said she fooled all of you because she played that character so well that you all thought she was a bad actress.
This other person named Andrea, sorry if I mispronounced her name. She said, Kristen Stewart can act and is an amazing actress. I'm sick of the Kristen Stewart slander and I will not stand for it. Also, everyone saying she was terrible in Twilight must not understand how cringy the books were.
Yeah.
And Bella's character. She played Bella almost exactly like how she was portrayed in the books, and I'll stand by that. I was one of those middle schoolers with no friends and only read a shit ton of books, and I read the Twilight series like 5 times. Also, I was obsessed with the movies and made it my entire insufferable personality. So you could say I was an expert.
Yeah, dude. No. And also they were all by that measure, Robert Pattinson's a terrible actor too, because he acted his ass off so well in that movie, but the world's misogynistic. So
let me
they
tell
only
you something about that man.
So they
that's a handsome ass.
So
man.
they only ate her up for Twilight. Yeah. They didn't eat him up. But also you have to think the scene in the very first Twilight where he intimidates the dudes that were trying to assault her. When he gets out of the car, he's like, get in the car. Remember that?
Is this when she's leaving dinner or whatever?
Yeah, well, she's getting chased by that group of sickos.
Okay.
And then he pulls up while they're like trying to grab her.
And he's like, Bella, get in the car.
Yeah. And then when he walks over to them and he just goes, that's bad acting too. So.
Even when she smells so good when she comes in to the science classroom.
And he's like, yeah. I wish he was doing that. That would have been funnier. But see, like, nobody's going to eat him up for those two fucking scenes. Yeah. Like he, but that was him being.
Who is your bias in the Cullen family?
I didn't like any of them. I was, listen, one thing about me, I always pick the brown person.
Me too.
No matter what, anybody, even if everyone's like, ew.
But you know what? We've grown up, and I'm here to tell you that it was like, we should have been Team Ember.
Now I'm Team Ember, but when I was
Team Ember.
Team Ember. Now I'm Team Edward, but when I was younger, I was Team Jacob. No one in the Cullen family did it for me.
Maybe I liked Emmett. I thought he was very gorgeous. He is beautiful to me. Now I look back and go,
he's so,
all the lesbians were frothing for Alice. I don't get it.
Yeah. He's so, and yeah, and they're all frothing at the mouth for Alice. And what about Leah Clearwater? Nobody was my girl. That's the one female wolf.
The brown girl, huh?
Yeah. Nobody was with my girl.
Put a picture of her on
her.
Here.
And even Sam's girl, like the one who she got scratched on her face.
She's pretty.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like everyone was all up Alice's ass, but what about the other girlies?
Racist.
Also, aren't like thinking about people having biases in the Cullen family?
Yeah. I feel like girls like Jasper, it would be like Edward, Jasper, Alice, and then they didn't care about anyone else.
Well, no. Everyone liked the fucking dad. Carlisle.
I almost called him Edward.
Dr. Cullen.
Yuck.
Nah, I didn't fuck with any of them because they were too white for me, and it scared me a little
bit. In those movies, like especially the last one, I still haven't seen it. Is there a scene where they're running on all fours towards each other?
No.
The vampires don't?
No. The vampires don't.
They should have. I would have went to the movies to see that.
A couple times that Emmett dude like will like go on all fours, yeah. But his character was so I saw someone make a thing that said like that one, that dude was super bisexual. Like Emmett.
Like, you know, the character or the
no,
actor?
The character.
Oh, okay.
The character. He's like he for sure likes boys.
Do you remember that iconic Vanity Fair photo shoot?
Of course I do. Of course I do.
That was all over my MySpace.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, I had all those pics saved. I had them as like my screensaver.
The one of her and Edward and Jacob.
I'm telling, and Kristen Stewart is so fucking beautiful.
I know.
Like, she is so pretty and she's flawless. I love her. So
I'm so sad she's taken, but yeah, I agree. I told my mom, you could pick one woman in the world for me today, who would it be? And she said Kristen Stewart.
She's so hot, dude. And she seems so funny and cool. Like, she seems like a cool ass bitch. I don't even remember what the original question was. Oh, Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's flawless.
You've seen Spencer. I haven't, but she was really good in it.
Yeah, she was so good. And it took me a long time to get through the movie because it's very artsy.
Did
so
you
it's
watch
very
the
slow.
New Charlie's Angels that she did?
Yeah, I did.
They're like, how can we make her the gayest person alive? That's how they built her
I'm
character.
I'm so surprised that she did that movie. And you would do it for a check, too. That's probably what she's thinking. They must have paid her a stack and a half, dude, to do that movie. Because I was shocked when I saw her in that. I just like, well, when I first saw that she was going to be in it, I thought it was going to be really good. But it was horrible, that
then
movie.
Then they were like, oh, my gosh.
How are they going to do my girls, Lucy Liu, Drew Barrymore, and Cameron Diaz like that? They ate it up as the Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, and then I liked though that like because obviously Drew Barrymore's character was a lesbian, like she should have been a lesbian, but for
she was gay. She was bisexual in the movies. I rewatched them recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she likes girls.
Wait,
too.
Yeah. Why did I forget that? Anyways, but then they were like, "What if we made her fully gay in this one?" And then that's our Kristen Stewart's character was,
which is fine, but it's almost like it's trying to like fill a quota as opposed to just like. Make it an organic part of the make it an organic part of the story. Like it's not like what drives her is how much she likes girls. Like that shouldn't.
So, oh man,
she's like, I can't think about anything else except girls, right? Like don't make her like that. You can make
boobs.
Yeah, you can make her multifaceted, and she could still be a spy. Yeah. Like if you're.
And then didn't Ariana do all of the music for that movie?
Not all of it. She did one song,
and it was awful.
And it was her. I think Normani was in it. And there was one other.
No, it was her, I think Dua Peep and Miley Cyrus, was it not? Don't Call Me Angel.
What was I thinking of? Oh, there's Bad For You is the other one. There's one called Bad For You that she also does.
Does she? What? Oh, no. Dude, I was wrong, too. It's Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, and Lana Del Rey.
Oh.
Well...
Someone once asked me that, like, on a Q&A, what are your thoughts on Lana Del Rey? And I just put, I don't like her. And that's it. And everyone was like, thank God. Like, they were all worried that I might like her.
I liked her a lot. Well, the first album I thought was the best one after that.
Before she turned into a fucking bigot.
Yeah, a cop lover. Okay, well, friends, that's going to wrap this. If you have more celebrity hot takes, and I'm telling you, I want a real hot take. Give them a real hot take, Drew.
Yeah, give me more Bobby Flay shit. Yeah. Like, not specifically you with Bobby Flay, but so like...
Maybe we'll change it to like, what are your, like, what's your embarrassing celebrity crush?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Something just, like that. Just give me something so specific that it just, it makes me laugh. Cause like the Bobby Flay thing, like her saying she used to watch the Food Network.
She wanted him to marry Giada so that they could be a power celebrity couple.
That shit is so fucking funny. That's yeah, so funny. Like don't tell me some shit like
Jack Harlow looks annoying. So, yeah, I know.
Or just like, or some shit like, Ben Carson looks like a bad guy. Yeah, he is a bad guy. You know what I mean? Like, give me some good shit, bro. Give me something good.
Give me the Bobby Flay.
That's give me what some. Yeah, give me some juicy. Yeah, I want to talk about it. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Two Idiot Girls. Yeesh. You can find all of our episodes on everywhere that you listen to podcasts, Spotify, whatever. And you can also find the video version of this on our YouTube channel on Two Idiot Girls. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.